Hello, Audio Boo.
Hey.
Hello. Day 8, I think this is for me.
Probably that was a bit
of
a strong burp.
Day 8.
Day 8.
Day 8, I think it was for me. Day 8. And we've got a bit of a name down there. Okay, so we were talking about things that move, like, and the reason it came about was because we've recently bought a coffee machine made by
Crooks.
K-R-U-P-S, Crooks. And it is, so the coffee, I'm going to take a photo of it for those that will be able to see it. It's basically
the only thing is, if you want one, it's been discontinued.
Yeah. It's basically a standalone coffee maker with a milk frother thingy and a bean grinder, which will all become apparent as we go through this boom. And I know lots of people make coffee and stuff, but I've always been quite fascinated with things that move, things that have movement. So, you know, the biggest fan base probably of things that move are things like steam trains. People, you know, there's still a heck of a lot of train spotters, but lots and lots of people that are fans of steam trains. You know, you go to the likes of, in the UK, the Severn Valley Railway, or the Cheltenham Gloucester Railway, or whatever it's called. I think it goes from certainly somewhere in Warwick over to Cheltenham, something like that, and it ends up at Cheltenham Racecourse. There are Blaenau Ffestiniog in Wales where they have steam trains there, and there's one in Devon that runs around. Sorry, there's a lot of drilling next door as well. It's annoying, but it's there.
Runs down Dartmoor.
Yeah, there's that one, isn't there? But there's one that goes, is it term two? Not, something mouth, Dartmouth.
Dartmouth, yeah. It goes to the Butterfly Sanctuary.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
the Butter Sanctuary.
Yeah, and there's one in Monmouth. So lots and lots of, not Monmouth, Barmouth.
There's one that runs around here as well.
Is there?
Yeah, you can hear it sometimes going through Pitt's Wood.
I think there's even an Orient Express type.
There is an Orient Express, but that's not a steam train.
Okay, but
fancified. We should
but trains, things, and I think then the fascination for most people probably sort of started to wane. You know, like there is nothing with moving parts in my life at the moment, apart from me and Claire and the dogs, I suppose. But you know, the machinery, technology, ingenuity, man-made stuff that we all used to be fascinated about, and this coffee machine is blooming awesome, in my opinion. So it grinds beans, which you're going to hear in a minute. It froths the coffee by by pouring and pushing steam into the milk at high pressure, so heating up the milk. When it grinds the beans, it grinds as much as you need, so you can choose whether you want a big cup or a small cup. So in effect, a strong or a weak coffee, and then it'll grind the beans accordingly.
And then you can select the right amount of water.
You can, and you can also, so from, is it 120 millilitres up to 220 or something like that?
Yes.
It's got a little adjuster here that will then
actually, it's up from 80, sorry, millilitres to 220.
That will give you fine ground or rough ground beans, which will obviously give you a different sort of flavour. So obviously it's a bit of an investment. You can see why people sort of start to get into their coffee. If you're not an instant coffee lover, which I'm really not, then this is the answer, I think, or something like this. And there are cafetières or press pots, as they call them in America. But then you get this all singing, all dancing thing, and I'm fascinated with it. So as I said, it.
And now you're going to learn how to use it.
I am. So it pours. So I got to the thing about the grinding the beans. It pushes pressure and pressurised water. So once it's done the frothy bit, you put it onto another part. Just slide it along a little bit, and it pours coffee through and pressurises it through. Pressurises water and pushes it through the beans, the husk that is ground. And then it dumps these things into a little hopper at the back. So it's so efficient, and you'll hear all this, and it gets quite loud, so it's all quite audible. So I've got some beans, and there's some beans.
And I'm going
to smile an elephant.
Oh.
Like a whale.
Coffee.
I'm going to get a good handful.
Yeah? They'll stay in the top anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And they put them in this hopper at the top, if I can just find it. Put a few more in because there aren't enough there. And places like Whittard's in the UK are very, very good. They are excellent. They're very, very helpful. It's one of those higher level shops, you know, where like Lakeland and the like. They're not, you know, they're
that
not.
Comes no surprise to most that I shop there.
Yeah, they're not the supermarkets. There, you can get coffee beans from supermarkets. Of course, you can. that these people will tell you what you're buying.
That's more than enough.
Yeah. Just going to seal that over so we can keep them fresh. And then I'm going to put the lid back on. But the precision engineering of all this stuff, it does fascinate me. You've got the Krupp is not embossed, it's engraved into the plastic. And it's like a frosted plastic apart from where the lettering is, and then it's got a smooth kind of feel to it. And there's even a rubber seal around it so everything gets kept nice and fresh. And it's just, as I said, the engineering of it is quite fascinating. And you can imagine someone getting a big old bonus for producing this.
You can buy these for thousands of pounds. I will hasten to add that this one wasn't one.
No, it wasn't. Oh, yeah, and it's also got a thing that you slide up and down, and that is if you're pouring a bigger or smaller cup. So if you're pouring a smaller cup, you're going to bring the little... It's the nozzles, basically. You're going to slide it down so that you don't going to splash coffee everywhere. Anyway, so we're going to get...
Switch it on.
Just switching it on. Process, yes, yeah. Let me do it. I got it. There you go.
There you go.
It's going to probably... Does it boil the stuff first?
No, it just heats up, so the light will go on. So then you need some milk.
No, so it's actually not ready at the moment. There's a blue light flashing. Oh.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah. So I'm going for more of a latte, I guess. Feel.
Need about that much milk.
And you can put a fair decent sized mug under there, you could put a bowl type mug under there, but it would struggle with a latte mug, I think. Or would it actually?
Yeah, I think it would struggle.
Yeah, it would. So it's not a latte, you can't get the tall cup so much.
Is that heated? Right, so you want the steamer then, so press the. Alright, put the cup
under
here.
Put the cup under there.
Don't worry,
first.
It won't do anything. Put it under there so that the actual nozzle is right under the.
Got it.
And make sure it's attached properly, because if the steam comes out the top,
you're in trouble.
You're not, it'll just burn your fingers. Speak to the voice of experience. Right.
So now I'm going to press the steam button, which I think is...
The one next to the on-off button.
Oh yeah, okay. So now this is where it gets loud.
Not yet, it doesn't.
It will eventually.
So it's just heating up, just give it a few seconds to...
You can hold that near the top of that nozzle, I presume, can't you?
I wouldn't hold it.
Oh, you said you did some.
If there's any,
What did you do then to stop it bubbling over? Just moving the cup round?
Yeah, pretty much.
So what it's going
to
do is
you need to immerse it into the milk.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Like it. So what this is going to do is, as I say, force steam into the milk. Not a lot of water, I have to say. But it's going to do that, and it's going to do it for about 2 minutes. You can keep an eye on it if you wish.
Do, because if you've got your steam nozzle at a wrong angle, it will actually...
It's pushing too much air in,
and it will make your milk boil. And once it starts to boil, it will boil over the top. So you do have to be very cautious of what you're
doing. Now, this will deliver a really piping hot cup of coffee. So, it is a very tactile... It's a very tactile experience. There we go. As I said, this is very much like the kind of cafe.
Yeah.
Experience. So what are you doing to it at that point? You're holding it.
I'm just holding on to it, and I'm just keeping it very close by on the lid. Experience for me, and I will do that less.
Now, also, as you know, with coffee, you can get.
If you hang on the outside of the cup, you can see it.
Yeah. Syrup, different kind of syrup, you can get different kind of sprinkles, we're pretentious then. You'll be right in thinking that we, as you would expect, we. Bringing it back a bit because it is quite loud, so we can have quite a loud conversation. It is like a proper coffee shop. We're baristas. Okay, so it's going to start quieting down a little bit now. Just to reiterate, this isn't making individual, like this isn't making pots of coffee. No, we were going to get a cheaper one that just makes a pot of coffee.
Grinds the beans, makes a pot.
Yeah,
and then we were going to get an individual frother. Now, if you can't afford, if you want an individual,
still want to make the coffee. It's going to stop. Oh yeah, it's somewhat. You can still make coffee. There are cheaper alternatives. What are you doing with that?
Oh. Just looking to see because it's a little bit.
No, it's okay.
That's a bit full.
It's lots of air in there. That's all. No, it won't.
Boil over into it.
I think it'll be okay.
Right.
We'll give it a second while we still talk because the next part of the process.
You do not want, because I've got a cafetiere. Some people have.
Go on. Wipe it off the clip.
You can buy pods. Yeah. Which are pod machines.
Yeah.
Like what's the one called? The
Nespresso.
That take pods and they come with a milk frother. Yeah. It's not the same kind of thing. This is a milk frothing arm.
Yeah.
Whereas the milk frother is like a little. It looks like looks like one of those little pewter mugs.
Yeah.
And you pour it in and it's got a little paddle inside and it froths the milk.
But you don't put the paddle all the way into
it. No, it doesn't. Well, the paddle's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is the ones they've got in Lakeland.
You're on about the ones you can buy?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And that'll heat your milk and froth it. No, the one we've got is a little stick frother that you put in your already heated
milk. Which is what I use at Birmingham. So, but this is a bit the creme de la creme, I have to say. And you have to experiment with it, and but it's still as much of a process in some respects, and it's still an enjoyable experience. So now we're going to get the thing to grind the beans and to fish.
That one. Are you going to do the big cut one?
Yeah.
Go on then.
I think. Right. This could be interesting. We haven't done it before. So.
Well, we've done the little one.
So you're going to press this now, and it's going to. Grind the bean.
It is grinding water.
Now it's definitely.
Now it's pouring the beans. We're pouring water onto the beans. And now it's going to pour out the coffee. Is that out of water?
No. It knows that. No, I mean, it knows that fully.
No, it doesn't.
I wouldn't put your hand there.
It's alright. Trust me.
I want to see. I'm a bit as well. Sorry. I'll let it just stay.
There you go. And then, that's the steam basically, it's cooling down.
Cooling itself, yeah.
And then it's going to tip the beans into a little bean hopper. There you go.
Now tell me that all the bits that move in that, inside that, are not fascinating.
That's much stronger than last time.
Yeah, it is. And put that on the floor.
On the floor.
On the thing. And we're going to add a bit of syrup and some sprinkles. We've worked out, an ingenious Claire has worked out how we can tell which way, what sprinkles we've got. Because the cinnamon ones smell the strongest. And then if you know what the other ones are going in, is it an anti-clockwise direction? We know which. So we've got chocolate, Irish cream, what's the other one? Tiramisu.
Irish cream, chocolate, cinnamon.
Cinnamon, and is it tiramisu?
No, I can't remember.
No, it's something. Anyway, we're going to have. So again, I think we're going to have cinnamon, I think. But if you have syrup, you don't need sugar, but remember to stir it.
Yeah, do stir it because otherwise.
But syrup is very strong. It's a very.
You only need a couple of drops.
Yeah, it's quite.
I've just emptied. We need some more. We've only got two little bottles.
Yeah, we'll go. Well, that was a sample we bought at Christmas.
Which one have you used?
Well, we have now. Oh, wait, sorry.
And then I should go.
Where's the cinnamon?
They're over here.
I have to keep it all together.
Do. Because I do have a manual coffee grinder.
Yeah, you do. You can buy some really classy stuff, even if you're making it sort of by hand, as it were. For me, coffee drinking is very much something you can do and save up for almost if need be, because it's
looks like an art.
This is incredible. It's a really good looking piece of coffee. It's a really good looking bit of coffee. Well, there's some cinnamon gone in.
And now you can do the taste.
Mmm. Oh my goodness. That is one good cup of coffee. So there you have it, everyone. The picture will accompany this. We have there a perfect cup of coffee, in my opinion. And it's one of those, it's something that's really wanted to invest in, but we like it. So if you've enjoyed this, happy mowing, everyone. Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.